Welcome back to Halftime Now. It is time for the highlighter, and we are joined by two special guests from Newark Catholic School. They are, hold your applause till the end, Derek Hawk and Matt Carlisle. And Derek, first of all, I want to talk with you. You're a senior, and I understand you're a running baseball player, guys played basketball in the past. What's attracted you to Newark Catholic to have your athletic and academic career here?
Yeah, I mean, I love everything about anything, you know, we can do here at Newark Catholic, and it's great just to integrate, like, a Catholic faith with the sports and a lot of good kids, a lot of kids are like you, so it feels great here at Newark Catholic.
And Matt Carlisle, I know a quarterback pass, a hoopster as well, too. Why did you choose to play for the Green Wave?
Well, I had family before me that has played here. You know, they really attracted me here. They said it's a great community, and the 3 years, it's definitely proven to be just that. It's just been a great time here, and the faith in the community is really what brings everybody together.
Talk about Kairos. That's a project you're part of in the past, too. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, the Kairos team, we've, you know, new inductees get in every year. It's been an eight-year process here, and the leaders of the school, you know, we have a retreat every year. It's the most special thing about Newark Catholic.
Derek, what happens at Kairos so the folks at home can know what we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way for you to get to know your classmates better. I'd say that's the biggest thing about it, as well as growing in your faith, obviously. But Kairos retreat, you know your classmates a lot better. You become a lot closer as a class, not only with your class, but with the class above you.
You're a guy from the junior class president, part of student council, National Honor Society. Sickly, you're an underachiever so far. I mean, you're doing pretty much a thing. How do you manage your time between athletics and academics?
I mean, it's something that you kind of learn how to do as you go throughout high school. My freshman year, sophomore year, is definitely some adjustments I had to make. But as you get older, it helps the maturity level. And now I feel like as I'm going into my senior year, I feel confident with everything I'm doing.
And Matt, do your shoulders get wider as a senior now? But you're a leader not only on the football, but in the classroom as well, too. What kind of responsibility goes along with that?
A lot of responsibility. You know, just balancing football and academics at the same time. It can get hard, but, you know, just staying focused and, you know, trying to be a leader and doing things right. It's just, I guess it's just part of the process.
Where would you like your high school education to take next?
To take me to a place that I can get a great degree in and just do great things.
Any idea what you want to be?
I've been looking into the medical field a lot, either a surgeon or a physician's assistant. I would love to do that.
Go to the other side of the table. And Derek, what thoughts do you have?
Yeah, well, I think I'd be like a special education teacher and be a coach when I grow up. It just fits into my passions really well.
You're sitting across the table from a guy that's your quarterback as well, too. I mean, how far back do you guys go together?
Freshman year, yeah. We both came in here pretty similar, I'd say, situations with coming from different schools. We didn't necessarily grow up through Newark Catholic. And as we came together, we bonded through that and stayed really close friends all the way through senior year.
Matt, what's the best quality about Derek?
Very unselfish. He's a leader. And he's just very good at, you know, supporting teammates and always being there for his teammates.
Derek, but Matt,
I could say the same thing about him. And, you know, I feel like we just feed off of each other. And hopefully we can take that onto the field this year.
All right, who's got the better hair?
It's tough. It's tough. It's pretty similar. I got to Matt, though.
Matt, is that true?
I don't know. He's got a good hair.
Well, guys, thanks for your time. Thanks for the information and also for having fun with us, too. Best of luck in the contest tonight and also the rest of the season and in your career. I know you'll be a success at whatever you do. Derek, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Matt, thanks for yours.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and be back with more of the Halftime Show after this. This is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 1.
Indiana's Pretzels in the Indian Mound Mall would like to congratulate all Newark Catholic teams for their outstanding efforts during the 2018 season. Since our community has been busy following the Green Wave boys and girls teams, there's not much time left to get your holiday shop done. Please support your local retailers this holiday season and remember to stop by NEM's Pretzels to refuel and help make a holiday pretzel perfect. NEM wishes the Green Wave football team the best of luck in the game's night against Harvest Prep. Let's go green.
Stop and drop your razor. Did you know that the average woman shaves at least 7,718 times in their lifetime? Who has time for that? If you're tired of shaving, tweezing, and expensive waxing, it's time to make your appointment for laser hair removal at the Laser Loft. The Laser Loft offers free consultations. That's right, it costs you nothing to find a solution. Call the Laser Loft, 614-419-4238, and go Newark Catholic Green Wave.
Welcome back to halftime. 14-9, Harvest Prep leads Newark Catholic in this Division 7, Region 27 final. Joined now on the halftime show by this week's sports reporter, Jared Ulrey. And Jared, you were here last night for our CCL game of the week. You're here tonight. How did you draw the short straw to hang out with the AMA 20 guys?
I don't know. And, you know, Larry's got some awful good food up here. I'm not sharing it with him. But, yeah, that's the way it goes, I guess.
Well, I think he's mad because you didn't bring him a hot dog earlier, but... That's just how he is. I would have brought you something for sure, Jared. But, Jared, let's start first here in this game, 14-9. Harvest Prep leading Newark Catholic. What's your thoughts here of this first half?
I thought it was a really good coaching decision by Milan Smith, actually. After he realized his team was really struggling to hang on to the football, his quarterback, Josiah Carroll, was having just a hard time hanging on to it, hard time handing it off to people. So they kind of just... For the rest of the first half, they just decided, hey, let's just have the quarterback run it. And they did a lot of runs with him and a lot of, you know, had Javon Eggert go in there in the Wildcat and run it a lot. And I thought it was a good move. It got, you know, got him a couple touchdowns.
You've covered this Harvest Prep team a lot this year. The injuries, we've talked about the transfer rule guys, their roster. They've lost almost 20 guys this year throughout the season. Josiah Carroll, their fifth starting quarterback. How have they been able to get to this point so far?
It's a program out here. These guys know each other. Right? Like the coaching staff, if you count them, I think they've got maybe like 9 coaches and 23 players or something. and this is a system that's been several years in the making. I mean, Coach Milan Smith came in here 6 years ago, and he brought just a dynamic to this program. I mean, it's really impressive what he's been able to, you know, kind of transform this to. He knows a lot of these kids when they're growing up. This is not your tip. I mean, they're a Division VII team in numbers, and, you know, they don't have, like, I mean, they had a couple transfers this year, but for the most part, they're not a team full of 15 transfer kids. I mean, these are kids that have been going to Harvest Preparatory Academy since they were young.
And then before we get into the games last night, a couple more teams in just outside of the this week area here tonight, but I know teams you know a little bit about. Licking Valley's playing Bloom Carroll. They've got a 16-0 halftime lead. And then West Jefferson taking on West Liberty Salem. The Rough Riders are leading 28-0 in this one at the half. I'm sure that score may be a little surprising. Anything that you didn't expect here?
Well, as far as West Jeff, I mean, when I talked to Coach Sean Boucher during the... I talked to him several months ago when we were working on our football guide. And he was really optimistic about the type of team he could put out this year. And, yeah, they haven't disappointed. I mean, what a great season they're having. One of the best ones they've ever had. And Licking Valley is right exactly who we thought they'd be. I mean, they're great every year. Just about, I mean, they had like 1-4-6 season a few years ago. But for the most part, they're in this game every year, and they know what to do.
Last night, our CCL game of the week, Hartley beat Jonathan Alder 27-14. You were there. What did you think of that one last night?
Hartley finally, probably about the, you know, the third, fourth quarter, they just said, hey, it's time to just assert our will, basically. I think the game-winning touchdown came on a drive by 13 plays, 12 of them were runs by Jalen January. You just go back to the old bread and butter. I mean, it's works well.
Is Jalen January maybe the best running back in Central Ohio right now?
He might be. I mean, well, of course, there's not too many left, but yeah. I mean, as far as at any division that in Central Ohio this year, I mean, he's definitely one of the three or four best, if not the best.
So Hartley, they get the big win, giving Jonathan Alder their first loss of the season. They move on to the Division III semifinals. We know they will play Trotwood Madison next week. What do you think about that matchup?
Again, Trotwood Madison is a team that they've been kind of the big cheese in Division III for a long time. I mean, you think about it. They've been in... I think they've been in the state championship, state semifinal, or state final like 8 times in the last 14 years, something like that. So they're used to this kind of competition. They kind of actually haven't bounced back season in a way. I mean, they lost in the playoffs in the first round last year. And for Coach Hartley and Coach Brad Birchfield, this is just a big step up for them because of competitive balance, the world that we live in now, where teams keep getting bumped up and bumped up. This is big because I mean they're the size of a Division IV school, and it's only 5 years ago they were a Division V school.
Division V, yeah. So Hartley, they're moving on. That'll be an exciting one. We will have that one next Friday night right here on AM 820. 6:45, our coverage will begin with the pregame. Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhart will have that one for you. Let's go to Division I. Let's start in Region 3 last night. Pickerington Central avenges their only loss of the season. They beat Groveport Madison 23-7 last night. And I'm not even sure it was that close, to be
probably
honest,
not.
Jared. It seemed like they dominated that game. Just your thoughts on Pickerington Central and the season Groveport had.
Well, for Groveport, I mean, this is it's really exciting for that community to be able to experience what they experienced this year. They've been down for so long. I mean, 2 years ago they were 0-10. I mean, just think about that. Here they are in the regional championship game, and not that they were just happy to get there. I mean, I'm sure that they were giving it everything they could to try to beat them. But Pickerington Central, actually, since they lost to Groveport, they really just started to find themselves as the season went on. And then when the playoffs got here, they just found another gear. And as they often do, I mean, that's why they're in the state semifinal for at least, you know, for the fourth year in a row.
And then next week, they will take on Mentor, who had a thrilling come from behind 36-35 overtime win last night over Lakewood St. Ed's, a rematch of the 2017 Division I championship game.
You know, and this is Mentor coach is Steve Trevisano. He's retiring at the end of the season. He announced that several months ago. He's only about 56 years old, but he's just decided that he wanted this to be, you know, he wanted to hand it off to somebody before, you know, he felt like he was, you know, he didn't want to outlive it, if you know what I mean. So anyway, this is, they've got a lot to play for. They're obviously going to they want to revenge what happened a couple years ago. Give this coach a state championship in what's going to be his last season. They've been in state finals 4 times and they haven't won any of them.
So that'll be a good matchup next Friday night, too. Dublin Kaufman, maybe a different Kaufman team than we've seen in a long time. Running the ball and defense was the name of the game for them this year. And defense was the name of the game last night. They come up just short to Springfield, 7-3.
Well, Springfield's a team that they've been talking about this for a long time in terms of they felt like they had a special class this year. They really felt all season that they could really make a great run this year, and obviously they've lived up to it. And it's great for Coach Mark Crabtree to get back to the regional final again. That's 2 years in a row for him. And obviously they just make one more play. I mean, maybe we're talking about them next week too. So it's a great program out there. They constantly have great players every year, and we'll see them back there next year probably too.
And then the last team in the area, Olentangy, they get in. I think they were one of 5 teams in the state that was 5-5 to make the playoffs. They get all the way to the regional semifinal. They come up just short to Toledo Central Catholic. 35-14 the score last night. A lot of teams lose to Toledo Central Catholic, though, Jared.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Toledo Central Catholic was a Division IV school a couple years ago. They keep getting bumped up because of competitive balance, and they just keep winning. and it's a great story for Olentangy. I mean, you think about week 10 of the regular season, they committed 7 turnovers, and they just got blown out of the water. And here they are still playing 3 weeks later. So that's great for that program.
All 4 Olentangy schools made it in the playoffs, and the Braves were the last one standing. Jared, thanks so much for taking some time and talking
Absolutely.
With us at halftime. It is always a pleasure. Jared Ulrey will have a recap of this Harvest Prep Newark Catholic game at thisweeksports.com about, 30 minutes after it's over?
Something like that.
Maybe faster. Lee tightens the screws on you. Again, thanks for Jared for joining us at halftime. 14-9, Harvest Prep leads Newark Catholic at the half. We will have stats and the kickoff coming up next. But first, let's pause for these messages. You're listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.